always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, your man, Don Fisher Guy.
And your other man, DJ Kingdom 7.
What's up with the Soul Saving DJ? I need that, man.
Oh,
can I get some of that today?
You get some. It's your Soul Saving DJ Kingdom 7.
Dope, dope, man. And we excited to be here again on the Yada Da King Radio Show. We're going to get it in today. We're going to talk about a lot of different things. You know what I'm saying? We got some people chiming in on the live stream. Man, Kingdom 7, who are we going to have with us today, bro?
Oh, man, we got a powerful brother down from the ATL area, Rick Flow, in the building.
Okay, so he's going to be spitting some flows, you know what I'm saying? He's actually known as the Beat Snatcher, you know what I'm saying? So we talking to him. We're going to find out why he calls himself the Beat Snatcher. But it should he should have a valid reason for that, calling himself that, right?
Yeah, he should have.
So that's what's up. Today's topic is going to be steady growth. How do we continue to grow in God? Shout out to Miss Spurs, you know what I'm saying? Michelle, you know what I'm saying? She came up with a whole bunch of topics. Hit us up. And, man, we excited about what's going on this whole weekend. We're having the Crash event. Where is that going to be at, Kingdom Man?
Oh, man, the Crash event. We're going to be hanging out in Bremerton.
Yep.
Man, it's going to be a good time tomorrow, man. We'll have a lot of guests, a lot of artists getting in, fellowshipping, just having a great time in the Lord.
15 artists. We printed up 1,500 CDs to hand out. They handed out like 700 of them already to the people, man. Yeah,
that's what's up.
So we just getting it on this college campus, expecting somebody to crash into Jesus, man. And that's to come release all sin here. For more information, you can go to genuinelife.com, find out about that. K9 is actually gonna be in town like right after we get done with this interview.
All right.
I'm pumped about that. But I'm gonna be pumped about this Rick Flow interview, man. We're gonna ask him a lot of questions about what he's doing as far as musically now. We know he was a part of Platinum Souls. We're gonna talk about that a little bit, see what's good, and you know what's good. What's up, Kingdom? What you trying to say?
I was talking about that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so check it out. Look, if you want your music played on Yada Da King Radio, go to yadadaking.com. Send it in. I got this joint from Leeson featuring K-Drama and Chosen called Clean Heart. And if you want to continue to grow with God, your heart better be clean. Let's get it here.
Yeah.
Got a clean heart, renewed mind. Got a new heart and spirit, now I'm ready to shine.
Feels so good to be back in the building.
Take a look and you'll find that. Got a new heart and spirit, now I'm ready to shine for his glory. Take a look and you'll find that.
Introduce my man Chosen.
Yo, as I lay prostrate, I pray for a clean start. Tears down my face, I pray that I see God. And it seems odd, cause I've been in this place before. But with a clean heart, I can put on my naked clothes. Lord, make it so, take me out the danger zone. Give me the heart of David, so your presence I can make it known. I'm patient, yo, but please don't delay it though. Cause I really wanna be considered a savior clone. Not just for a moment, but for the duration. See, I'm with it, if you with it, let's form a relationship and soar through the nations, the world's at atmosphere. Yeah, I was lost for a minute, but now that it's clear, I think that we should travel here, there, and everywhere. Cause I've returned to you whole and my heart is clear. Let's get the forward motion now that my heart is open. God, your voice is speaking through me and my heart is spoken.
Got a clean heart, renewed mind. Got a new heart and spirit, now I'm ready to shine for his glory. Take a look and you'll find that. Got a clean heart, renewed mind. Got a new heart and spirit, now I'm ready to shine for his glory.
Gather round now. Yeah. Now Will Smith don't have to cuss in his raps to stay relevant, but he does in his movies. Tell me, is that any different without a clean heart? Can't help from being a hypocrite. Behavior I hate in others, I do the same silliness. Tell me what's the benefit of winning an argument with my spouse? Some argument, it's ready to call it quits. There's only so much a person can take. Only worse in the state of my marriage when I'm not willing to carry her weight. Refusing to bear the burden for the sake of my wife. Say she hurting, but I keep saying she wrong and I'm right. Being right never changed nobody's heart in the past. And if it did, it wasn't something that lasted. lasted. Trust me, 10 years in the pen won't cure any men. Neither will Betty Ford clinics cure you from sin. Sex rehab can't cure what's within. Only the God that I serve is a worthy heart surgeon.
Got a clean heart, renewed mind. Got a new heart and spirit. Now I'm ready to shine for His glory. Take a look and you'll find that. Got a clean heart, renewed mind. Got a new heart and spirit. Now I'm ready to shine for His glory. Take a look and you'll find that.
Lord, create me a clean heart, because right now my heart feels so dark. What's the difference between me and those outside the ark? Who got judged with the flood, hide the charts? Because there is no contrast. Yes, I'm a kind man. I'm quick to anger. I wish I was a calm man, but I'm not. Patience thin, which is why I end up a patient from sin. I need treatment. Had too many treats. Good for the moment. Now I'm seeking relief from the pain, from the change. Now my heart is disdain. Man. Conquered by shame. What I feel and what I know, two different things. Feelings lead to death, but His word sustains. A life of peace, so clean my spirit that I may reverence You beyond the lyrics.
Got a clean heart, renewed mind. Got a new heart and spirit. Now I'm ready to shine for His glory. Take a look and you'll find that. Got a clean heart, renewed mind. Got a new heart and spirit. Now I'm ready to shine for His glory. Take a look and you'll find that.
Yo, this is Lee Sun from Cincinnati OH, baby. You now listening to Don Christian on Yada the King Radio. Keep it locked.
You know, a lot of times I find myself battling with a lot of things internally, you know what I'm saying? Going back and forth with my decisions in life, you know what I'm saying? Yo, hear me out, let's go.
Let them know the deal.
Let them know, Chris.
Tell them how it feels, Chris.
Yeah.
Let them know the cost of follow Christ. Demand some realness.
Real.
Tell them about the price he pays. Tell them about the license.
Yeah.
Lying on that rugged cross from Calvary for heaven's sake. Tell them about his gentleness. Tell them about his patience.
Chris.
Tell them about his everlasting love that conquers hatred.
Let them know, Chris.
Tell them about his faithfulness.
Let's go.
Tell them about his greatness. Go ahead, Chris. Tell them, Chris, man. Don't keep them waiting.
Don't keep them waiting.
Hey, yo, oftentimes I find myself battling myself. Trying to walk the straight and narrow, reaching out to God for help.
Help me, Lord.
Hit the flesh with the word, trying to magnify the spirit.
Hear
my spirit talking to me, but my flesh ain't trying to hear it, Chris. Go and share the gospel with His people, man, they need You,
Chris.
Share the love of God with them and pray that they receive
Come
You.
On,
man, I can't. What you mean you can't? The Lord is with you, bro.
With you.
Yeah, I know, but lately I've been struggling with my physical.
I hear you.
How I'm supposed to go and tell the world about the Christ,
Christ.
When I'm struggling with sin myself and I ain't even right. Yeah, that's true, but remember Christ paid the price for sin,
that's
right?
True.
Yeah, but every time I'm doing good, I sin again.
Man.
And I ask Him for forgiveness, but I'm tired of being sorry, Joe. Heaven knows I try my best to stay up on that honest road. Man, I feel your pain, Chris. All up in the pain, Chris. Yesterday you reppin' Christ, today you ain't the same, Chris. Let him know the deal, Chris. Tell him how it feels.
Tell them,
let them know the cost of follow Christ, demand some friendliness. Tell them about the price to pay. Tell them about the life to save. Dying on that rugged cross on Calvary for heaven's sake. Tell them about His gentleness. Tell them about His patience. Tell them about His everlasting love that conquers hatred. Tell them about His faithfulness. Tell them about His greatness. Go ahead, Chris. Tell them, Chris. Man, don't keep them waiting. Don't keep them waiting.
Man, Lord. I've been dealing with so much in my life lately, Lord God. It's been so hard to hear Your voice, Lord. I just need an answer from You, God. Please help me, Lord God.
Open up that
First John 1:9,
you'll find if we confess our sins, we'll get that dual shine. Purifying us from all unrighteousness around us. We was lost in darkness, flipped the switch and then He found us. Kicking in our blood, we was missing in the flood.
Then
He sent them life rafts, now we dripping in His love.
That's love.
Like a deuce, we got peace,
peace
with the truth in the street.
Street.
Go and share that good news with those beautiful feet that He talks about in Romans 10.
10.
Cause how they gon' believe it?
benefit if we ain't out here preaching and bringing people in.
Go get them.
Faith comes from hearing the message.
That's right.
And the message is heard through the word, which is Christ, often neglected. Let them know the deal, Chris. Tell them how it feels, Chris. Let them know the cost of all the price, the man's
real.
Tell them about the price he paid. Tell them about the life he saved. Dying on that rugged cross on Calvary for heaven's sake. Tell them about his gentleness. Tell them about his patience. Tell them about his everlasting love and condescension.
He's waiting.
Tell them about his faithfulness.
He's waiting on you, Chris.
Tell them about his greatness.
Go ahead, Chris. Know, Chris.
Tell them, Chris, man, don't keep them waiting. Don't keep them waiting.
Why don't you lie down on this couch and I'll take a few notes.
Oh, okay.
Now, what seems to be the problem?
I think I'm paranoid.
Paranoid, Mr. Smith?
Yes, I feel that deep down I know right from wrong. I know how I'm supposed to behave and that I don't do what I know I'm supposed to do. And I keep making excuses for why I'm not doing the right thing. And I'm afraid that someday I'm going to stand before God and have to account for what I've done. And I won't have any excuses. What was that?
Nothing, Mr. Smith. I just broke my pencil.
So, do you think I'm paranoid?
Not at all. Paranoia is when your fears are based on facts that are not true.
So I'm not paranoid?
No, you're not.
Oh, so everything I'm afraid of is true!
Well, that's right.
Huh?
There is a standard we know we are supposed to live by, and none of us are living up to it. But that's why God offers to forgive us, if we will only agree we need to be forgiven.
I could have read that in the Bible.
Would have been cheaper, too. That'll be $80.
Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio, at lifelinepro.com.
Got a book? Are you in need of publishing services?
Has God shared a vision with you that you need to get out to the masses?
Do you need help in pulling it all together?
The staff at Hunter Hart Publishing is ready to serve your book publishing needs.
Log on to hunterhartpublishing.com. today to submit your manuscript for review.
We are excited to share with you in a vision to offer God's heart to a dying world.
Visit HunterHeartPublishing.com.
Hunter Heart Publishing. Offer God's heart to a dying world.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
This is Samantha Cardwell, and I'm listening to my favorite DJ, DJ Kingdom 7, on YadaDaKing.com.
Yo, that's Level 316, man, and they're a dynamic group. The song is called Tell 'Em.
Yeah, that was hot.
Man, that song is a nice joint, man, and I really like the energy they brought out, man. And speaking of energy, you know, Rick Flo, he's chilled out right now, but he is still with us on the Yada Da King Radio, man. And Kingdom 7, how are we going to get this thing started?
Well, first of all, I want to say giving honor to God first.
Yep.
But we going to get it in right now with Rick Flo, with his testimony and things he's getting on in his life right now. You with us, Rick?
I'm here, man. Let me see, because I can go so far back. But, you know, I want to give y'all It was a broken down version, so it'll be short but sweet and powerful.
All right.
I've been in this for a long time, man. I got saved in 93. You know, before that, you know, my lifestyle and my family life was, you know, everything was like The Wire. If y'all have ever seen the show,
yeah.
Drugs everywhere, cops everywhere. You know, it's real like that in Baltimore. And I've always told people, you know, 80% of that show, if not 90% of that show, is real. They show you real stuff.
Yeah.
So in my house, and I've seen the cops run up and SWAT teams run up in the house, and you know, heroin everywhere and guns everywhere. I mean, I've seen that, you know, and God always spoke to my heart through music. And my first wake up call, you know, through getting in trouble and all of that kind of stuff, was through one of my brothers going to jail. All my brothers went to jail, and one of them said to me one day, "Man, I don't ever want to see you go to jail.
Yeah.
And if you do, all of us gonna beat you when it happens," you know.
Yeah.
So my brother put me on to DJing and rapping, you know, back in the day. And once I got a taste of it, man, I really fell in love with it. I was never one of those, you know, MCs that, you know, cursed in my verses and all that. I just had fun. I was kind of like that beginning, you know, was like that Will Smith type rapper in the beginning, you know.
Yeah.
And after a while, around the way, the brothers take you as a joke when everything is happy-go-lucky and you flow. So I just started battle rapping after that and chewing cats up. And, you know, it wasn't until a little bit after that, man, you know, going through a series of trials, man, with some of my friends dying, getting killed, and so forth, you know, I found myself in a situation after my parents split. You know, I was homeless. And during that season, you know, I had family members around me, and I'd go and I'd stay with this one and I'd stay with that one. And a month or 2 months into that, it was always the same thing, like, "Man, you know, we helped you as much as we can, you know, you gotta go now." So it seems like I was always that traveler, always that person that really didn't have a place to go, until I got before God and I said, "Man, you know, one night, I put my pistol to my head and I'm like, I'm done. I don't want to do this no more. I don't want to live no more." And, you know, God, I heard the voice of God speak to me, and he said, "You know, when you do this, what is going to happen with your children? What are your sons going to do? What, you know?" And immediately I remember, you know, the scripture, you know, a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. And it was like the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, "You didn't even complete the task that I gave you. You know, put the gun down. Let's get it cracking." You know what I mean? And from that point, man, I started going all into it. I found the church home and, you know, started going to church. And after I got into that flow, it was almost an everyday thing for me. I was hungry, you know, speaking the word. And, you know, my first scriptures were all faith scriptures, because I looked at the situation like, "Well, God, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. I don't know how to do this thing." So it was every course was a faith course.
Yeah.
It was like, "All right, well, you don't know what to do. Well, you bring it to me, and if you make a move, then I'll show you the way. What you gonna do?" So I just gave it all to him, man, and I believe during that season, that was when a lot of the, you know, Christian rappers started jumping off, like Cross Movement started, Gospel Gangsters was already started, you know, some of the vets that, you know, some of y'all, I'm not even sure if y'all heard of people like the Tunnel Rats and all of that. They were the ones that were like the pioneers that a lot of people don't talk about.
Yeah, hope y'all enjoying this interview with the homie Rick Flow. Let's go to one of his joints, Hustle Hard, Pray Hard, featuring T. Hattie. Let's check it out.
So much gas in my bloodstream, octane out of range, spark plugs blinding. I had enough of the rough bluff, new screen fear, so I won't come for their stuff.
How you gonna keep what ain't yours? How come I can't ride the church on force? How come my money can't soar? Just because I claim JC, I claim poor. Yeah, right. Sky's the limit. I don't praise cheese, boy, I praise with it. Season is here and it's time for us to get it. God skips the greedy for the ones that are split it. By any means necessary. Open, Lord, don't prepare me. Negativity would never scare me. You said I can't do it, I guess I got to prove it.
Hustle hard, pray.
I guess I'm a part of PE, cause all of public clocking ever since we dropped this CD. And all of my haters, they wanna see me. T-Addy passed the ball and I scored another TD.
Touchdown.
I see them running fast and falling off. I can't hear you though, cause all of y'all. If you could actually shake my faith, you wouldn't hear me now and I'd be in another place. But I choose to stay in the race. You can hate if you will, but you'll still see my face. Like hot wings, you cop these. Stop, freeze, and get it in. Faith keeping me high speed. Better bring your Ritalin. If I spit it in, it offends them. Bring a mass of tasers. I'm amazing, never afraid. Can't phase the worship like a rash. It's fast flows from Atlanta to Asia. Axe PL in Malaysia. This anointing attracts patience. Patience, God said it, and I got mine. How I got mine. Now more than the block's mine.
So hard, pray harder.
You would never be here today if the Lord hadn't kept you away. That's why we pray.
So hard, pray harder.
East side,
so hard.
West side,
pray
on. Your side,
so
my side,
pray
on. I'm gonna hustle hard. I'm gonna pray harder. Dedicate my grind
to my heavenly Father.
See, it's not for me. It's all for you.
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 This your boy D-Mob and you rocking with the hotness on Yada Da King Radio. Keep it locked. Ha!
It seems like everybody out here want to be a beast nowadays. And that's cool, you can be a beast, man. But what I've done, I've stepped in my game. I'm a creature. Yeah, now the only reason I came is to explain I'm changed. I ain't living the same, cause I'm a what?
I'm a creature.
I'm a who? And jumping off a roof to me with no parachute, the landing won't turn out beautifully.
That's for real.
I close my eyes to get you to see. I hustle to the point you're probably thinking it was two of me. My roots run deep, impossible to move the tree. That's evidence, and we're growing in faith to do to me. I'm a creature, man, gone with the pressure on me. So sharp with the word, they threaten to put DS-er on me. Yes, sir, only cut he something like. like a specialist. I'm off the chain, that's why you don't see a boy in necklaces. I'd be reckless if I tried to entertain every negative imagination in my brain. Matt 6 and 33, yeah, I'm a seeker. You can feel it through the speaker. Your boy D-Mob's a creature. Now the only reason I came is to explain I'm changed. I ain't living the same, cause I'm a what?
I'm a creature.
I'm a who?
I'm a creature.
I'm a what?
I'm a creature.
I'm a who?
I'm a creature.
Your boy brand new, that's how I do what I does. So I never go back to who I was, cause I'm a what?
I'm a creature.
I'm a who?
I'm a creature.
I'm a what?
I'm a creature.
What you say?
I'm a creature.
Now, you look at me and see I'm changed, man. To motivate the legs of the lame man, cause the father can crush and restore you with the same hand. So I let him take charge like a visa, cause you either love him or you live your life with a deceiver. You're off for fame and fortune, I suggest you choose neither, cause he'll lead you where banana clips peel like Chiquita. I'm validated by the king, so that mean I ain't never gotta worry about a thing. The way I used to live was quite dirty and obscene, but because the blood washed me, I can scream, I'm clean. I had to go with Christ, left your boy bitter. No apologies, but he's who I follow, like Twitter. I was told everything gold don't glitter. Guard your life, it could be gone in the flash. Get the picture. Now the only reason I came is to explain I'm changed. I ain't living the same, cause I'm a what?
I'm a creature.
I'm a who?
I'm a creature.
I'm a what?
I'm a creature.
Say what?
I'm a who? I'm a creature.
I'm
a creature.
What you say?
I'm a creature.
Never gonna change and I found my niche. Representing a new team and I won't switch. Been sliced, been diced, been cut by the world, but it's cool cause God has been my stitch. They say they be sweet creatures. OD mob and cast got creature flow. So sick when they rapping, our king excuse us for our sneezy nose. Excessive amounts of ice will probably make you fall. Too much gliss and glamour up and move like you, huh? But that don't mean you can't be fresh. Yo, Dougie tight, just watch your step. Psalm 112, 1 through 3, righteous to get wet. You heard a hook, I ain't the same. Strength of Christ won't let me change. I'm something like an old grumpy person. I'm stuck in my ways. Thank God he done softened up the hardest guy and made tears fall from eyes that would never cry. Ever since I've been with him, I had no choice except to rise. Took a skinny spirit, made it fatter than some thunder thighs. Soon as I switched my style, the Christian from sect live and gliding through the sky like Drexler. Yes, I'm a preacher.
Now the only reason I came is to explain I'm changed. I ain't living the same, cause I'm a what?
I'm a preacher.
I'm a who?
I'm a preacher.
I'm a what?
I'm a preacher.
What you say?
That was the homie D-Mob featuring Cass, the remix winner, you know what I'm saying? And let's do this. Let's hop back into this interview with Rick Flow. How'd you get down to ATL, man?
You know, I found myself down here in Atlanta because the management that I was under at the time, they found a rap contest down here, and they entered me in it. And, you know, I came down, won the first contest. Had to go, you know, I went back to Baltimore, came back down for the semifinals, had to go back to Baltimore, came down and crushed the finals. And it was like, you know, God was showing me, you know, what the taste of victory was like as long as I kept him first. So, you know, before, you know, even before I got into the flow of just, you know, being a known or being called a Christian rapper, you know, I had some successes with some other artists that I, you know, that I was a part of their team. Like I was in a group with one of Dipset's guys. His name Bird Gang. His name is No. But me and No, we were in a group together. Me and DJ Class, there's a guy named DJ Class is known, you know, all over the world. Him and I were in a group together. So I had a history of working with, you know, groups. So, you know, when I got here and lived here, I think maybe shortly after getting signed with Kid and Play, Play heard me on the radio one day you know, got my phone number to the job. I used to run a record store down here. He called me. He was like, man, look, you know, I want to let you know that you got a fan over here. You know, I heard the music, and I want you to reach back out to me because I want to champion your ministry. That was the first time I ever heard anybody call my music ministry.
Wow.
You know, and he put something in my spirit, and I was pretty excited because I really didn't know what my ministry was. I just knew how to rap, and I knew that I should rap for the Lord. I didn't have any teachings when it came to, you know, what are you going to do with your gifts and your talents. Nobody was really showing me what to do or telling me what to do or giving me advice. It was just something that the Spirit just kept, you know, leading me. So, you know, Clay did just that, man. He championed, as he called it, he championed my ministry, signed me to his label in 99, you know, and by the time my term was up, man, I went all over the world with him. That's when Platinum Souls started shortly after that, and when Platinum Souls started, it was three of us.
Okay.
A lot of people don't know that, but the guy that works, one of the guys that works with Tyler Perry, his name is Jay Ahmad. He's an artist, you know, singer, actor, producer. He was the third member in the group, so it really started. It was Jay Ahmad and I, and we met Ty, and we saw her at a venue, and it started out as a collab. You know, we was like, yo, we gonna get her on something. And when we got to the studio, everybody's sitting and writing verses for their own project, and we let each other hear what we had, and everything was identical as if we gave each other a topic and started working on it.
Yeah.
Man, it was just, you know, it was just a move of God, and we got it going, man. We started doing shows together, and I think maybe by our third or fourth venue, a ex-football player was in the building, and he saw us, and he sent one of his guys over to us, and he was like, hey, man, our guy want to talk to y'all. You know, he want to set up a meeting. So we, you know, we called him, met with a man, and we in this, you know, this nice restaurant, and we all looking at the menus, and everything on the menu started at $100. So we like, man, what we just get ourselves into, because we don't want to meet here. Like, you know, when the water costs $25, you know, at that point in life, we was ready to get up out of there, you know. Like, what we going to do? Y'all share $25 water, you know. So, you know, I spoke up and I told homeboy, I was like, look, man, we really don't have to meet here because we ain't got this kind of money,
yeah,
you know. And he said, man, I got y'all. Order what you want. And we looking at each other like, wait, I mean, is he for real? And he's like, nah, seriously, you know, get what y'all want. So we ordered and everything, man. You know, I remember when the bill came, you know, this bill was like, you know, we didn't even get halfway full, man, and the bill was stuff like $300-something, you know. But homeboy, he wound up signing us, man, and, you know, from that point, man, Platinum Souls pretty much had a name in Atlanta because we were like the first Christian rap cats with billboards all downtown Atlanta. We had billboards on the buses. You know, so when people see you on the bus, on the side of a bus, huge, it's like, man, they done made it. You know, but and inwardly, man, we were still struggling. You know, all of us were, you know, full time in it. So the label didn't give us that much money when they started us off. You know, they gave us enough money to, you know, get our attention, you know, got our attention, kept us, but when we started working, we never furnished a full-length project, so that's when some of the beef came, but we, you know, we wind up getting off of the label, you know, shortly, you know, after that. We got a good relationship with the guy now, and it was a great learning experience, because if we didn't go through that, we would not have put out our first mixtape that led to nine other projects.
Yeah.
So So during our run, man, you know, we put out so many different, you know, CDs, man, toured the world, billboard stuff, man, going to cities and getting keys to cities and all kinds of stuff, man, that we would have never thought we would see. You know, we experienced it from being on, you know, television networks, from BET to TV1 to TVN. And that was the stuff that really helped us and encouraged us to, you know, to keep it going, because God was showing us favor, you know. So, man, you know, all of that just, you know, my personal testimony to really sum it up, man, is that, you know, that scripture that I learned was that scripture where, you know, it says, you know, what's impossible with man is possible with God. Mm-hmm. You know, so everything that I felt was impossible to learn and experience and do, God, he did it. He took stuff that was, you know, when we had absolutely nothing, he turned it into something. Dumb. And, you know, that's pretty much it. Because even after the split of the group, I sat down for maybe about a year, and after sitting down, man, I was asking God, like, Lord, am I done? You know, what to do now? And I prayed, man, and I'm like, well, if I need to find a job or whatever I may need to do, you know, show me. I'm ready, whatever it is, because I'm not going to just keep on sitting here like feeling like I'm dead. You know, like, Lord, what is it?
Can I keep it real?
At that point, man, he opened up a window for me and spoke to my heart and said, you know, he gave me the concept of the Beastmaster, you know, yeah. And all of that was just, I'm listening to all of these different projects, and I'm like, man, these mainstream artists got these hot tracks. Nobody want to give your boy no tracks, you know, they act like I don't got no flow, so I ain't going to get mad at them. I'm just going to start snatching these joints for the kingdom, you know. And the whole concept of it was like how the word says, you know, the kingdom suffers violence, the violence takes by force, you know. And you know, just as the you know, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous, you know, I believe that all this stuff that is in this world belongs to God,
yeah.
You know. There's nothing that doesn't belong to him. So I looked at it like mixtapes have been out forever. You know, shouldn't nobody be upset with me if I do what I got to do to get this word out there? You know, and if I got to use other people's tracks until, you know, I get my own, then that whole concept of the Beastmaster was pretty much born there, because I'm like, all right, I'm going to be that weird Al Yankovic rap dude. You know, I'm going to take these beats. I'm going to redo the whole joint. I don't have to use a person's hook. I'm already using that beat. I'm going to make my own hook up to it, and I'm going to own this song, you know.
Yeah.
And it's really worked for me, man, because I've had industry people seem confused about, you know, well, whose song is that for real, you know? Right. Is that really Drake's song? You know, I remember when... I remember when the Leak Squad, you know, put something up online and they said, take a listen to Rick Flo's makeover of Drake's Over. And I was like, man, that was some love, because these guys don't promote anything but the hottest so-called mainstream stuff.
So talking about that, since that's what they promote, let's check this joint out. They Like Me by the homie Rick Flo. You know how we do it. It's Yada That King. Go to the website, yadadatking.com.
Whenever I get on this MIC.
And follow us on Twitter.
They loving the sound. They loving how I'm breaking it down. I know what your crew likes. If they like the truth, I give it in and out of the booth. I know what your crew likes. They like me. I want you. They like me.
I'm peep this, a lot of dotty. I still like the party. With no Patron, I ain't sipping on Bacardi. Like to go from a Bonneville to a Maserati. Got my own soul focus. I ain't tripping on a hottie. Not hardly. Stunting like a Harley. I am legend on my job like Bob Marley. Ricketts in the
the over got flow, that's what they call me. I will, son, get back on that horse like Charlie. Got a Charlie horse, the setback was the setup. And the only way that I can get him, God said, get up. Get him, I get fed up. Part of me, I got past tense, man, I'm passing, not passive. Massive is the rock that I pass out. Passed out at a quarter till living water. Yeah, my last bout. Tapped out, I lacked out, I lack fear. Max not here, I'm kicking flavor in your ear.
I know what your crew likes, they like me. Whenever I get on this MIC,
I know what your crew likes.
They loving the sound, they loving how I'm breaking it down.
I know what your crew likes, they like the truth. I give it in and out of the booth. I know what your crew likes,
they like me. I want to, I want to. They like
yo.
Me.
No, I'm not a bad boy, and I ain't going nowhere. Surely going somewhere as long as the drums hit. Even if the beat stops, the heat stops never. I rain on everything I touch like weather. Weather, you believe it or doubt it, sure enough, I'm the master like P. Bout it, bout it. Got sermons like E, cause I'm a rev like one. Running this race with patience to win until I'm done. But Uzi weighs the tongue, yes, my tongue rapid fire. Sniper, let that tat shot at the liar. Got him, the track said get him, so I hit him up. God said sick him, so my victims, yeah, I bit him up. None of them were good in my hood, so I spit them up. Outranked them all gangster, that's how I did them up. Still ripping like Vic, feel like get them up. The beat snatcher, man, I just can't get
I know what your crew likes, they like me. Whenever I get on this MIC,
I know what your crew likes,
they loving the sound. They loving how I'm breaking it down.
I know what your crew likes, they like the truth. I give it in and out of the booth.
I know what your crew likes, they like me. I want you, I want you. They like me.
Now watch me get them all, spit it raw, pin them all to the wall, roll the ball, strike and watch them all fall. Then I pick them up, stick them up, point blank range with my rhyme gun. Blah, that's your time, son. Oh, that's the dude, I saw him on YouTube. He's nice with a mic and tunes, funny like Ice Cube. Are we there yet? Yeah, we about to go in. Rick flow, south wind blowing.
I know what your crew likes, they like me. Whenever I get on this MIC,
I know what your crew likes,
they loving the sound. They loving how I'm breaking it down.
I know what your crew likes,
they like the truth. I give it in and out of the booth.
I know what your crew likes,
they like me.
I want you, I want you.
They like me.
My name is a Rick Flow. A boom, boom, boom. And I'm going to the next beat.
You're listening to Yada Not King Radio. Jesus is cracking.
It's the end of 09, so fresh 2010. Last year blew by, and I was gone with the wind. A lot something happened in addition to the rap, and I got blessed with my wife. Let me say that twice. God bless me with my wife, and it's so, so nice. She's down for the team, and she's down to do life. Down to do it right, cause she's down with the Christ. Yeah, we might fight, drawn closer in spite. So beautiful, down to the cuticles. Wow, I can't compute like computers do. But here's one thing I do understand. I'm like Christ and she's like the church friend. Hey man, yeah, 09 was a good one.
Yeah, it was.
2010's here.
Let's go.
So I just meditate. Meditate on you. Meditate on you. Meditate on you.
Meditate
on you. Yeah. Lord, I have my good days and my bad days. But I'm thankful you're always in control. Some days I'm up, some days I'm down. Long live the smile, forget the frown. Life's never flat, it comes back around. So good seed, growing up the feed. Circle of life, like the Lion King. You're not a Lion King, you are the truth. Your son's a proof, Jesus the Christ. I was sold to hell, but you paid the price. Now I live the tale, your love never fails. Still going strong, never growing frail. The world is so blind, but he's a braille. I reached out in faith, he removed the veil. Yeah, I was blind, but now I see.
So blind,
thanks to you. So now, I meditate.
Meditate on you.
Meditate
on you. I gotta meditate on you.
Meditate.
on your boy up, and I'm thankful. Look at me now, I rock the crown. Royalty like my pops, I like how it sounds. But gotta stay low, you know how it goes. Pry before the fall, then the ground beats your nose. Lord, you're my help, you wear the title belt. Bouts in my mind, keep the gloves off the shelf. Shield on my arm, sword in my palm. Gospel on my feet, time is short, ring the alarm. We sleeping giants, while the world riots. System got us hushed like a shotgun silence. Label defiant, if I pray in school. Man, I roll with Christ, so I break the rules. That's right.
Yes, sir.
Stand up for Christ.
Stand strong.
Even when the world says sit down. That's why
I meditate.
Yeah, that was Day Lee. Song was called Meditate.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Sit back, meditate on the goodness of God, some of the things he's been doing in your life.
Man,
we with Rick
song.
Flo, and he's one of them cats that like to meditate, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Chill with God, get it in, be led by the Spirit of God, man. And I think that's very important. And today's topic is what? Steady growth. And we actually talked about it a little bit. You kind of been alluding to kind of how we continue to grow, but we want the podcasters to be able to hear what your thoughts are on that. First of all, how do we know if we're growing in God?
That's a lovely question that a lot of people really need to know about. There, you know, I personally feel that I know that when I'm growing, when I face certain situations where I used to have an issue with it, and I'm facing the same thing and I no longer have an issue with it.
Yeah.
You know, whether if it's something like, you know, growing up, I had a quick temper, you know, and an attitude, and then I'm somewhere, somebody says something to me that I don't like, or somebody does something that I don't like, I'm not in that place, in that position anymore where I want to fight. It's not like that no more.
Yeah.
It took growth. It took me to have a totally different understanding of where I was wrong at and not looking at everybody else like they wrong, you know. So the whole growing thing, man, it's definitely a process, but it's something that you have to be mindful of all the time. You got to think about it. You got to meditate on that. You got to meditate on, okay, I got some issues right here.
Yeah.
I need to write these issues down and present them to God, pray about it, and allow him to work them out of me, or you'll stay the same way forever. I know people that are 40, 50 years old, and they still act like they were when they were 18. Their growth process in the mind and in the spirit and in the heart stopped at 18 years old, and they 40, 50, and you know, and getting older, but still they handle everything the same way.
Yeah. So basically, we got to get to a place where we're pushing ourselves to grow in some of the things that we know, because a lot of times we know what, you know what I'm saying, we really know what's up with our walk with God. You know, if you don't, then you need to get under some good coaching. But, you know what I'm saying, what are some things, you kind of alluded to it as I said again, what hinders us from growing?
A lot of times, Al, I believe our surroundings a lot of times will hinder our growth. Because I have to keep people around me that are like mentors or are in a better position than I am.
Yeah.
Because if they're not, then my mind won't, you know, really expand. I have to be around entrepreneurs. I have to be around, you know, millionaires. I have to be around those people that have things like I want, because I learn from them. If you're in a place where you have nothing to learn from, you have nothing to really grow from. So my growth experience has a lot to do with me seeking God for answers on, Lord, give me some wisdom on this. Lord, put me around the right people.
Yeah.
Spending time with him expands your mind and expands your heart, you know, and your passion to serve him more. A lot of people don't have a heart of, you know, of serving. And if you don't have that, that's another thing that will really hinder you from growing. You have to know how to serve before you can actually, you know, have or be trusted with a lot more than what you have. You know, the more I give away, the more I see God trust me with. You know, I'm not hung up on stuff like I used to be hung up on a lot of material things.
Yeah.
You know, somebody say, hey man, let me rock your chain today. No man, you done lost your mind. But now, if I got a chain and somebody like it, and they say, yo, let me rock that, it's like, no, you can have it. You know.
Yeah.
Well man, you spent such and such and such and such. No, you know, God gave me that money anyway. If you like it that much, and he put it upon my heart for me to give it to you, then you can have it. I know another one is going to come.
Yeah.
I remember giving away things, man, and got double and triple of what I gave away, you know, quickly. You know, so I think, man, it's an environment thing. Sometimes if you are in a place where you feel like you're not growing, you got to look for things to help yourself get out of that mindset. Like, you know, one thing that a lot of colored people do, they don't pick up books. You know, but I've learned that the more I read, the more I spend time reading, you know, the more my mind expands, the more the ideas come, the more I'm, you know, just amped about going to another level. It's like, I don't want to be the guy or the Christian that, you know, follows the world. I don't believe we're supposed to follow the world. I believe we're supposed to be the ones setting the standard and setting the trends, and they need to see us first. And then they try to, you know, imitate what we're doing or be like what we're like, versus it being the other way around. I can't stand it when I hear a rapper that sounds like another rapper. You know, it kills my, it just hurts my spirit, it hurts my ears. I'm like, why does this dude sound like him when,
right,
God gave him his own set of fingerprints? He's set apart. You know, it's only one you. So, you know, so be you.
Yeah.
You don't have to be somebody else. That's another thing that'll hinder your growth. If you're trying to be so much like somebody else, I can't see God really taking your life or your ministry to a whole nother level, and you want to sound so much like Jay-Z. You listen to him all day. You know, you walk like him, you talk like him, you dress like him, and you lost you.
Yeah.
You know, and when you don't know how to, you know, identify with who you are, then you're missing the whole purpose of your life.
Yeah.
And you stay stuck, you know, going around and growing up and becoming 50 years old and still acting like you 15.
Man, he's going in, man.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to ask you this question right here. And, I mean, this is like a real question, man. Have you ever, and before I say this question, I'm going to actually say, sometimes a sign that we need to grow is sometimes we feel far from God. Have you ever had that happen with you, Kingdom?
Yeah.
So, Rick Flo, have you ever had a time in your life where you felt a little bit distant from God and you were like, man, hey, I got to do something about this, man?
Oh, yeah. And it came about by me working too much. Mm. And I was so into the work that, you know, I forgot that, you know, it felt so much better, and the vibe and the way of life was so much better when I went to God and spent time with Him first versus jumping up in the morning. The first thing I do is go to the beat, you know, go to my pad, you know, I got to get ready for this next show.
Yeah.
And when my life became like that over and over, you know, I did feel like I was so distant from Him because it became all work and I lost the fellowship.
Mm.
So when I looked around for that feeling, like, man, Lord, where's that powerful feeling at where I walk into a spot and I feel like I can actually literally see the angel standing next to me.
Mm.
Where's that at? And He says, Where's the fellowship? Where did you go?
Yeah.
Because I've been here, but you ain't wake up in the morning and the first thing that came out your mouth was thank you, Lord.
Uh-huh.
You know, you woke up and you were thinking about how am I going, you know, what beats I'm going to rock today, you know. And it's just like that with, I believe, men and women all over the world. When they get up, the first thing on their mind is, you know, their problems. How they going to get this particular bill paid?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how much overtime they can try to get. And some people are in school, like, you know, well, I got this degree, I'm going to go after another degree. And all of the time that they put in to serving all of these things become God.
Mm, that's real.
You know, I got like 5 degrees, I'm going to go get another one. And what, I mean, all that time you spend in those books and getting that paper, imagine if a portion of that time was split and you spent that time with God, how much more, you know, effective and powerful your life would be, how much more He could use you.
Wow. So He's already going in. I think, you know what I'm saying? He was like, yo, I'm trying to chill when I'm with y'all. But he's starting to, you know, bring that
man,
word that I think not only we need to hear.
Yeah.
But those listening to the podcast, they need to hear this, man.
Yeah, he bringing that holy heat.
That's right, man. So check it out. Man, we're going to go into one of your songs called Talking About Nothing. I want you to just kind of, you know, first of all, what are you talking about when you say talking about nothing? What are you talking about?
Man, you already know the majority of us in this world can turn on, you know, the radio in the car or even be in the house and flip the channels. And when you hear music and when you see television shows, you know they ain't talking about nothing. You know that it's nothing uplifting about it, nothing encouraging about it. It's a whole bunch of people that are basically doing what everybody else. Somebody that they admire said, hey, I'm going to make a dollar off of talking about, you know, how fly my new whip is and how big my rims are.
Glory.
And I'm going to put it out there. We're going to make a lot of money. We're going to make it look good. And it's really nothing that somebody can take from that and grow from. It's like, okay, you're going to get your kids through college by getting a fat ride and putting some rims on it.
Yeah.
You ain't talking about nothing. You know, you brag about how many times you got shot. But you know, you never said God kept me alive.
Yeah.
In a song. You might say it in an interview, But why not say it in a song? Because most of the songs are a lot more influential than you speaking out on your interview.
That's right.
Because you're not getting rotation in your interview. You're getting rotation in, on that song.
Oh. Can I keep it real?
Can I get an amen?
Oh, my goodness. He's going in. So, look, man, without further, what do they say?
Ado.
We're going to go into this joint. Talking about nothing, Rick Flow. You know where he's at. He's at the Yada the King radio show.
Yeah.
So let's get it in, yo.
I'm so tired of your lames. I'm the new hire you can fight from the game. Expired, retired, and shame. I'm from the crew you admire the name. P.S. No rest, still reppin'. It's Rick Flow, you know, still steppin'. I'm not a Greek though, this is not a freak show, but I am a Jesus freak. Time for me to eat, time for me to speak. You had your 4 minutes, move, get out the way. I'ma put the flow in it. Yours was ludicrous, I'm not new to this. The beats are banging, man, I know what to do with this. I won't abuse it, I choose to infuse it with truth, kid. Curses, verses, I give you good music. Nope, I am not the same, the industry is whack. I am not the blame. No, I won't dash to cop a dame. I am not Lil Wayne. I won't make it rain. There's a lot of hip hop tongues that need to be tame. And I'm a pity the fool when I bring the pain.
What you wanna see your daughter dropping it like it's hot on me? But what if you went up in the club and your mom was like dropping it all on the floor? I mean, or your auntie, man. I mean, how would you feel about that?
I thank God I'm alive. I'm surprised I survived. How many drugs did you sell? How many cars did you drive? How many times you got shot? And how many carrots in that rock? Boing! This is what I need to know. Not my daughter doesn't need to know how you make that bed rock, rock. Now that's really how you get pop. Messing with my seed, that'll lead you to get dropped. Stop. But vengeance is not mine. You grind how you grind. But remember mine. You lame seek a sign. You geeks are so blind. So peek through my rhymes uniquely designed. 2020 vision. Get money, but the mission is not selfish. It's selfless. You are shellfish and you can't help it. You got heat for the streets, but what are you melting? Both please.
They be saying they hot. They be riding around in there. 40-inch rounds. Like a tractor riding past the homeless people that need food, you know what I'm saying? But they got money and they talking about making it rain, but they ain't helping nobody, man. They ain't talking about nothing, man. I mean, I don't want to talk about how many times I got shot. I don't want to walk around with holes in my body.
It's the beat snatcher, baby. You better watch your beat.
You
got it tuned in.
To Yada Da King Radio.
Tears falling down her cheek. She looked around and she found she was staring at her feet. She couldn't face the world. She took a breath, closed her eyes. Suicide was on her mind, cause her future made her cry. Was the pride of a woman. She never had it in her ever since a man played his game, bragging that he'd win her. Took her out and gave her dinner, but fed her all these lies. His face was in disguise every time he smiled at her. He cheated with her passion. He played his girl with fashion. She didn't say a word, was scared of his reaction. Instead she took some action, found another man having sex on the side. She had the same game plan. She played a part, working hard to deceive him. But things were getting worse, she knew she had to leave him. Could never please him, she had to look inside. Heard a voice open to her, open up your eyes. Good man, where he understand where she coming from. But now we settle for the cheating and the sex. We fail every test, but we're cheaping God's best. All my ladies who can testify, you're stressing this. Felt your heart breaking half from your past relationships. Felt your hope burn down to the core of your soul. There's no man that's living now that can make yourself whole. Find your self-worth and serve it in your mind. We deserve it. A purpose to be proud of who we are, cause we earned it. A working jobs, taking care of families, and we plan to be a new generation that succeeds. We're free from the judging, any woman can succeed. Don't let a man hold you down, look inside. Every stage is a building block, building up your pride. Listen to your heart, open up your eyes. Dreams to the sky, never let a man tell you how to feel inside. Show the worth of your soul so they'll see you through your eyes. Only God understands, he's working through your heart. Every scar is a lesson, learn to have a fresh start. Love is worth waiting for, you'll find the greatest prize. See the beauty of your soul if you open up your eyes.
Right, that's He-Sun Lee. Open man. Your eyes, man.
Nice.
You like that joint right there?
She's nice, period.
Okay, know? So he just said period, you know what I'm saying? And speaking of somebody else that is nice, we got the homie Rick Flo.
Oh, no question.
You know what I'm saying? He was going in,
like
spitting,
water.
Lyrical. He, matter of fact, he's a beat snatcher. He's about to get in the booth right now and snatch up another beat. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to find out how we can get a hold of you, man. What's your website, you know what I'm saying, Twitter, Facebook, all that kind of information?
All right, well, I want to say this first because it's coming real soon. RickFlo.com is coming real soon. We're building that right now. But what I do have available for people to catch me, you can catch me on YouTube, you know, The Beat Snatcher. You know, it's YouTube.com/ The Beat Snatcher, spelled out T-H-E-B-E-A-T, and Snatcher. Y'all know how to spell that. And another way, rickflo.bandcamp.com is another way that you can get the first volume of The Beat Snatcher. And you can actually get 2 free downloads on there if you go check it out. I got a new mix that I just did with Kent Jones, 2103, and Chris Clark, and Jay Moss. It's one of the hottest remixes, man, that I've done. I love it. And Twitter is twitter.com/ The Beat Snatcher.
Beat Snatcher.
Those are my contacts. Yeah, Ed, if you just Google The Beat Snatcher, you're going to find some stuff.
Hey, so Rick, man, do you got any type of official type release dates for The Beat Snatcher 2?
I don't, but what I will do for those of y'all that are on Facebook, you know, definitely look for my page, The Beat Snatcher, because I update it, you know, from my phone every day, you know. So as I'm in the studio, I'm putting some things out there. When I'm in the studio, you know, I don't grab the phone or get on the computer as soon as I wake up in the morning. But but I definitely keep everybody updated on what's going on right on that site, on that page. I know it's March. So, and there will be another CD following up behind that the month after that. So whichever day I drop The Beat Snatcher Volume 2 on, a month right after that, I'll be dropping Rick Flo Unleashed. And that'll be with less features on it, you know. On The Beat Snatcher Volume 1 and 2, I like to showcase a lot of people that are in my camp that I'm close to. But on Rick Flo Unleashed, for those that have been getting snippets saying, man, when this dude gonna drop somewhere I can just hear him, you know, Unleash is probably gonna be like about 14, 15 songs. of just me, and I may feature a few people that'll be on the track with me, but mainly just Rick Flow.
Man, we can't wait. So what about videos? Any videos you got launching or anything soon?
In this month of March, we're about to shoot the video for Hustle Hard. And we got another version of Hustle Hard that we'll be releasing sometime soon. That's going to be on my project, a product of 1252. That'll be in the summertime, but we're getting ready to drop the video for the version that y'all have heard. And, man, it's going to be a few videos with the collabs that I'm doing right now. We're about to shoot 2 or 3 videos to them this month.
That's what's up, man. And so, you're getting it in.
Yeah, man. You know, you'll see some of the people that I spoke about, you know, from Go To, Undefiled, Via Link. And these cats are like that real hip hop. It's, you know, sometimes you can hear who's trying and you can hear who has it in them.
Yeah.
You know, and these cats, they got it, you know.
Dope, man. You got any last words that you want to share with the people at all that are listening?
Well, you know, like I do on any TV, radio, you know, I always speak that same thing, and that's that thing that I know, you know, faith is the substance of things, hope for the evidence of things not seen. And the one thing that's big on my heart at all times is remembering and knowing that without faith it's impossible to please him. Everything that I've learned, you know, everything that I've gotten, it all came out of faith, you know, just like this world, you know, God spoke it into existence. It started with nothing, you know, and he spoke it into existence. Anything that's in your heart, anything that you're believing for, you know, write that thing down and begin to speak it into existence, because it's not in you just to be in you. It's in you so you can speak it and God can get the glory out of it. He's put it in you as a seed, you know, and as you believe and as you speak it, you're watering, you know, that seed, and God gives the increase. So faith is it, man. You know, that's the lifestyle. That's what God wants to see from us, and that's what he reacts to. You know, you can't just sit there and think over and over, oh, it's going to happen one day. You got to do something and make a move towards getting to that promise, and he'll reveal that and give that promise to you.
Dope, man. Hey, well, we want to say we appreciate you taking out the time to get it in with us. In between sessions, man, he's about to go hard.
We pray
that you rejuvenated, man, and that, you know what I'm saying, that through this studio session there, man, that people will be really impacted, man, and man, we just pray that everything goes well, brother.
Yeah, and tell everybody.
Man, appreciate y'all, man.
Yeah, tell everybody in the A, man, G Wade, and all them cats down there that's rounding your camp, man, that Yada the King showing love in the A.
That's right.
Indeed, I will do that, man. And anything y'all need, man, from me, man, y'all just give me a holler. And I'm going to make some connects with y'all for some people, man, that I know that y'all will really enjoy and your listeners will really enjoy. So I'll get that information to y'all right away.
All right, bro. Right. God bless, man.
Yeah. Life.
All right, man. Thank y'all.
Life. Peace. Hey, Kingdom 7 catching on real quick, man. Hey, Cass didn't know. Some people don't know why I always say that. Life, you know, some people say peace, you know, grace and peace. I was looking for something that was different, you know what I'm saying? When we get off. I want people to leave with life. That's why I say that.
Yeah, you say life, man. I mean, a pastor, you know, Dr. Will, he had his little slogan for life too. It was live life, you know,
yeah.
Live in victory every day, live in faith every day. So it gave me a little bing. I was like, man, he said life too.
Yeah,
just confidence.
Okay, well, hey, praise the Lord. Your pastor, I like that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say we on the same level, but the Spirit of God is the same. It's flowing.
Yeah, it's flowing.
That's right, Michelle. She's a genuine life. Yeah, that's what it's all about, man. Life. We want to speak life, not death. You know, I when I first got in a relationship with my wife, I was like, man, I'm not gonna say bye. I'm gonna say peace or something. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't gonna say bye. And we still do that to this day. If I say bye or she say bye, there's a problem with it.
Yeah.
And we better hash out. You know what I'm saying?
See you later.
Nah, it's always life with us, man. And,
that's good.
Speaking of life, man, Rick Flow came and brought that life, man. And I really enjoyed his heart, as I've been saying in the live stream, man. He really had a heart to really get in a place where he hears from God before he starts working, before he starts doing anything. And I think that's really what we got to do, man. So that's what's up. We're going to play some more music. Matter of fact, we're going to go into this song.
You know, I got to say
from the
something.
Homie Jen. Called Angels, man. And I don't know if y'all got his mixtape. His mixtape was fresh.
The beginning and the end.
It's been out for a while.
What's
he also got a video for this. That's a fresh video that y'all need to check out. Jen, song is called Angels. We want y'all to check that out here.
I know one
on
thing.
Yada
King
Radio. Let's get it in.
You know all that stuff that happened in the past? I ain't even thinking about that. About right now, and it's about moving forward. Check, check, yo. Dear God, I wonder, can you save me? The more it makes sense, the more they claim that I'm crazy. I had to be for them to see me this calm. All reality, no TV sitcom. My pure will got me stolen for grace. Eyes closed, salty tears, all I could taste. All on my knees, fall on my face. They say put God first and everything else will fall into place. So I've heard, wise words got me thinking. Gotta give it time to let it sink in. I sound confused, I know. For what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? For the longest I was riding high cruise control. In my own mind, making up the rules as I go. I swear it's not just my imagination. I heard a voice guiding me, navigation. Is it the road I chose, or should I check the steering? Took a couple wrong turns, selective hearing. Is it fact or just my premonition? I see what's going on now, high definition. Nothing but lies I was living at. Wasted like LASIK. It took me time to get my vision back. Learn to recognize the fakes and the true snakes. So-called friends, you know the two-faced. All in my grill like a toothache. Still you never find me under pressure like the last drop of toothpaste. My mission has never been more clear. The truth has never been more near. But I know I can't do it on my own. So I pray you give me strength when I lift the microphone. All I hear is, Jen, what happened to the old you? See, I could explain, but I would rather show you. Word, check it out, y'all. Cause actions speak louder than words. So it don't matter how I mix the nouns with the verbs. New fans are glad God anointed my style. Old fans wanna know what will I rap about now. Switch it up, yo, I gots to do it. The word is, Jen's putting out gospel music. See, I prefer to call it change your life music. All in hopes that one day you might use it. Whatever they choose to label it, so be it. I proceed it, all I know is I so need it. I'm certain that I can't rap forever. Before the curtain call, I gotta get my act together. No surprise, the wool over my eyes has been lifted. My entire perspective has been shifted. I can't call it, you can call it how you feel. Call it change, call it growth, as long as you call it real. I am no quitter, my journey's just begun. You are all welcome to follow, no Twitter. I know plenty folks that wanna touch the gates of heaven. Never been to church cause they can't relate to reverence. Ain't no sense in me preaching to the choir. Even with scorched arms, I'll be reaching through the fire. I stand firm, the enemy don't faze me. No need to wonder, only God can save me.
DJ Peace.
Cincinnati on the beat. Green light, once the beat dropped in, keep his word in my mouth, I'm out to chop sin. Double-edged sword, I go to war with both ends. That's why the chance of someone stopping me so thin. Situation for those hatin's a no-win. I'm patient and my determination knows no end. Plus I rep for my father who'd wanna oppose him. Only logical answer somebody with no sin. I'm on the right path, never double back. There's no stopping, get it poppin', call me bubble rap. I throw my faith all in your face, I'm not a subtle cat. Love to taste the beef, homie, show me where the trouble at. Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
okay.
It's time to get warmed up, man. Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
okay,
yeah. Life shines brightly, daily and nightly. Sun, moon, stars combined should get like me. People ain't impressed cause they can hear it when you talk. Look, they more intrigued if they can see and feel it in your walk. Don't step lightly, tread like the hawk. Out to crush the serpent's head like chalk. Poof in the powder when God rebuked the devourer. On my behalf is when my laugh got louder. My rhymes got bolder, my faith got router. Seeds started sprouting, my cake stopped powder. So I sowed some more, learned to greed can defile ya. But giving brings glory to the king, I'm a child of. In it, not of it, though earth I'm visiting. Stick out like a green thumb, I'm never fitting in. Give the gospel to anybody that's listening. My mission is to change this whole planet by my visits in. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If you got it, I say it only ain't tricking if you do not trick. Hard to tell between a beauty burning and a hot chick. You got one but got tricked, now you're itching and got tricked. You thought you had protection in your pocket. Tackled by linebackers, this microscopic. Find yourself sacked up in the sack, you couldn't stop it. Cause abstinence is the only line that can block it. Look, my next topic, other rappers are not sick. The bars all toxic, don't let them in your cockpit. They're sure to bash, you had you crashing in a hop skip. More hazardous to your health than a mosh pit. I'm like Lazarus, my life Christ flop flip. It's fantastic, Mr. Boombastic. Game need a change, so I'm about to take it hostage and make these lames hang their head in shame like an ostrich. Yeah.
Yo, that was the homie Cambino.
Man.
Song is called Hodgepodge, which really means, you know what I'm saying, this is a whole bunch of randomness, kind of. I think that's what hodgepodge actually means.
Yeah, something like that.
So, we getting it in, man, and we ain't going to go random right now. We going to go straight at the point, and we talking about steady growth in God. Kingdom 7, I'm going to ask you, man, what are some things that actually hinder us from growing in God?
Well, it's a lot of things that can hinder you or hinder us in growing in God. My main thing I would say that would hinder us from growing in God is unforgiveness. That right there in itself, I mean, because if we get that unforgiveness in it, it's just like it's that desire of unforgiveness is just like an explosion.
Yeah.
And it eats at you like cancer.
Mm.
You know, and when you be sitting there praying and praying and praying and asking God for all these things and why is this happening and this happening, and, you know, and you really didn't check yourself and see what was inward, the inward man is right before you start asking God for things or material things or whatever the case may be. So I think unforgiveness is the biggest because it's hard. That's like one of the hardest things to people to get over.
Yeah.
When somebody do you wrong or expectations didn't go the way it supposed it went, people start acting funny. And so it's very hard. I say unforgiveness is the biggest.
Okay. No, that's what's up, man. And I would say some of the things that I would say prevent growth as well as unforgiveness are, you know what I'm saying, living in denial. You know what I'm saying? When somebody is living as if they are living for Christ, but deep down inside, they're not. Sin is the thing that separates us from God. You know what I'm saying? With that separation, we see that happen in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
They were immediately not only moved out of the garden, but they were separated from God.
Yeah.
Now they had to get into things. They had to just do new things to get closer to God. They had to actually struggle to get to God.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that sin, it could be a whole bunch of different things. We see some people in the live stream saying clutter, filling our lives up with TV, internet, all those things. Another brother said pride. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And these things will keep us from growing in God. With these things, in a way, it is not possible for us to grow in God.
Yeah.
You know, and those are just a few things that I would say that keep us from growing. But with that being said, we have to make sure we're willing to forgive.
Yes.
You know, it was weird. My wife actually asked me today, when you forgive, do you really forget? You know what I'm saying? And I was like, not really.
Yeah.
People, we don't really forget, but that doesn't mean that we're not over it. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you can forgive somebody, but as humans, we're going to still remember like, dang, right. Hey, they kind of did me dirty. You know what I'm saying? And you're going to put yourself in a situation where next time I am not going to allow them to do the same thing to me,
right.
Even if I forgave them. That's I don't think that's wisdom. Foolishness. That's wisdom. Because,
yes.
I mean, we hear parables of, you know what I'm saying, fool me once, that's on me. Mm-hmm. Or on you, fool me twice, right. That's on me.
Yeah.
You know, so that's kind of the way that men are. Now, God does forgive and forget. He says it in his word. He throws it into the sea for forgetfulness.
Yes.
And so those are some things that I say would keep us from growing. Kingdom 7, I asked you this earlier when we had Rick Flow on. Have you ever felt far from God? And what did you do to try to regain that closeness with God?
Well, it's funny that you asked that. Basically, almost the same thing like you doing, like he did. You know, you trying to do so many things and just forget about your daily lifestyle of being a Christian.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. Dr. Will used to say, God can bless you so much, he'll bless you right out of the church. You know, and so we pray.
Can I keep it real?
We pray and pray for certain things and we get them and he blesses with us. And then we forget who gave it to us. And then you start slipping and slipping. You be like, man, why is this getting so hard?
Yeah.
Why is this getting so hard? And then you praying and it don't feel like you have that relationship with God. Even though he hasn't left, you left. Mm. You know, only we can jump out of God's hands. You know, he's always there.
Man, that's good.
So when I say that, it's funny because how God got to me was he had to take me away from the distractions to let me see and get back in his word and get back in his face again. You know, because I was just doing so many things. I'm like, I'm doing this, I'm doing this, I'm doing this, I'm doing this. Even though I was still saying, thank you, Lord, but it was more of a word praise than it was felt from the heart. And so he took me away to make me refocus. He said, okay, since you ain't gonna give it to me the way I want it, I'm gonna take you on a journey.
Yeah.
And then that journey was in a position of life and death.
Wow.
So he's like, whoa, okay. Now I had to, it made me smack myself. I'm like, whoa, okay, God, I got you. And then that's when he started opening up more vision for me and started giving me them golden nuggets of what I need to do to advance the kingdom as well as my life.
Man, that's what's up. I want to give a shout out to my brother Marvin. He's actually in the military as well. He was
that's
at Fort
up.
Lewis.
All right.
I was chopping it up with him yesterday, and he was just like, man, actually getting moved to, I think he said Turkey.
Turkey.
It actually helped him with his relationship because he was like, man, I now have to focus on my relationship with God, you know. And I think sometimes we get to places in our walk with God where the same thing, even if we haven't changed what we're doing, the same things that we're doing is no longer enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the word of God said we go from glory to glory.
Right.
That means that, see, the thing about Christianity that's different than any other, you know what I'm saying, religion, any other thing that we do, in the world, we want to have residual flow.
Mm-hmm.
But as a Christian, you can't have a residual relationship with God.
Right.
You know,
right.
You actually have to continue to work it. And he's going to require you to work harder for it.
It's like a relationship.
That's right.
Yeah, like a marriage.
Yeah. Now, see, in a marriage, you might be able to get away with doing the same thing every week.
Yeah.
But then if your spouse be like, yo, step your game up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Charlie and them, they just went to Applebee's. I mean, we still at McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Step it up.
It's good when you have a wife that is working like the Holy Spirit in your relationship.
Yeah.
She gonna make sure you keep your game tight.
That's what's up. So sometimes God is requiring us, if you feel like, man, I'm not as close to God as I used to be, it's time to step your game up in prayer. It's time to spend, instead of 5 minutes, spend 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And God is going to continue to grow. That's right. In the word, as Miss Michelle said, and fellowship. Stay around Christians that, as we said, not just any Christian, but people that are really growing in God. You know what I'm saying? And somebody's like, hey, can you be a Christian without growing? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But if you want to be a Christian in its full potential, then it's time to grow, man. And steady growth is something that we have to continually make sure we are doing. If we're not growing, a word that I heard before, and I will continue to say it, as soon as we stop growing, that's when we start dying. As a flower stops growing, the flower starts dying. And we got to make sure our faith is not dying, because, the enemy is trying to take it out of us, man. So, man. Look, I'm your boy, Don Christian.
And I'm your man, DJ Kingdom 7.
And you know what we do. Keep it.
Yeah.
Unique.
The King.
Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da
King.
Shabak da
King.
I yada da
King.
I yada da
King.
There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da
King.
Shabak da
King.
We yada da
King.
We yada da
King.